This goes to Dr. Arturas, A-R-T-U-R-A-S, Klugas, K-L-U-G-A-S. Fax is 989-629-8145. Regarding Pamela Miller, date of birth 6/18 of 1956. Dear Dr. Klugas, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Miller with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and hyperkalemia on her most recent lab study from November of 2021. She states she's feeling well. She's lost 4 pounds over the last 6 months and has been trying to follow her diabetic diet very carefully. She's not having any pain in her flanks, no further kidney stone irritation since last year when she had the right kidney staghorn calculus and hydronephrosis. Urine is now clear without cloudiness or blood. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's now on Ozempic once weekly. Metformin is 850 milligrams three times a day. She's on Lipitor, Benadryl, aspirin, and acetaminophen as needed for pain. Physical examination, her weight is 211 pounds and blood pressure is 134 over 70. In labs, the most recent lab studies were done November 19th of 2021. Creatinine was 1.6 with estimated GFR of 32. Unfortunately, her potassium was elevated at 6.2. The previous level on 10/19 was 5.1, and she tends to run fairly high on potassium levels, but never in the 6 range. She's not sure if there was any treatment for that, but she knows the lab hasn't been rechecked. The sodium is 140. Carbon dioxide is low at 17. Her glucose was 94, and the calcium is 9.9. And 10/8 of 2021, hemoglobin is 12.0, white count 11.5, normal platelets, albumin 4.6, calcium is 10.1, the creatinine is 1.6 also, sodium 139, the potassium was 5.3, and carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus 4.6. Assessment and plan, stage 3, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of symptoms. Recent hyperkalemia, and that will be rechecked this week in ELMA. Diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, that's currently at goal. That may have been, we suspect the high potassium may have been a lab error such as hemolysis. So hopefully with the recheck we'll be back closer to 5 or even lower than 5. Once we get the repeat labs back, we will advise her on a low potassium diet if necessary. And we would like her to have labs done at least every 3 months after the ones done this month. And she should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, possibly a low potassium diet. And we're going to recheck her in this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.